You are now tuned in to the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast, where we discuss living for the kingdom of God while living in the culture. I'm your host, Charla Walker. I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, daughter, sister, auntie, and friend. And I am on the journey of producing and fulfilling every purpose that God saw for me before the beginning of time. And I want you on this journey with me. Each week, we are going to discuss how to apply God's word to our everyday lives. Get ready for some word, some gems, and a few laughs along the way. Now let's start the show. This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by The Society. The Society is our online community for women of faith who are looking for a safe space to be encouraged, educated, and empowered. The Society is hosted by myself, Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, Kavaya Watrice of the She Who Is Called app, and Rosalind Renee of the Therapy as a Christian podcast. Y'all look, this community is so rich and it really has something for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur, Tatum has business trainings every month and has built an amazing resource library. And almost every month we have a number of like funding opportunities and all of this just wonderful information together. We even have a place for us to share our businesses so we can work with each other. If you are struggling with time management and productivity, Rosalind's going to snatch you together, okay? She does these Monday productivity minutes that have been blessing my life. If you're looking for practical ways to walk by faith, Kavaya is out here dropping big gems. And of course, I'm out here teaching live Bible studies every 2 weeks. And that don't even touch our quarterly challenges, corporate fasts, live events, and so much more. One thing I've learned about the Society is that given the opportunity, we are always going to glorify God and we always going to go to brunch, okay? We be brunching out here. Houston be turning up. Atlanta be turning up. Okay. Like we are out here glorifying God, Bibles and brunch. Okay. So if you are in need of a safe space of like-minded women of faith, start your 2-week free trial of the Society today by clicking the link in the show notes or going to www.blessedandbossedupsociety.com. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. I pray that y'all have had an amazing week. I'm excited about today's episode because this is a question that I get often, and I wanted to really share some information on this topic. So today we are talking about fasting, what it means to fast, why we fast, and some strategies that we can use to incorporate fasting into our life as believers. So fasting is a spiritual discipline. Typically, when you talk about fasting, there's different types of fasts, but typically when you talk about fasting, we are talking about abstaining from food and only drinking water. And it is a spiritual discipline because it's not really about us punishing our flesh or our human nature, but really to draw and redirect our attention back to God. So it's not something that we do for dieting. Y'all know that we have intermittent fasting and that's like a fad. No, the purpose of a biblical fast is not to lose weight, but it's rather a time for us to gain deeper fellowship with God. And so, you know, anyone can fast. Now, y'all know I'm a medical professional. So when we talk about fasting from food, for instance, people who are diabetics or may have some other kind of medical issue, you need to speak to your healthcare provider before you decide that you're about to do a 12-hour no food fast. And now you out here, you took your metformin and now your blood sugar is 2. And now you in the ER and the ICU. Okay, let's be wise. So there are different types of fasts. You want to make sure that you are using wisdom. Okay, you seek God for wisdom. And it should really be something that is set to a limited time, especially when you are fasting from food, because extended periods of not eating can be really harmful to our bodies. Our bodies will go haywire. So it's not about punishing ourselves, but truly is about redirecting our focus on to God. And oftentimes what you would see in the Old Testament or even in the New Testament was that believers were fasting before important decisions were made. So when you look at the early church in the book of Acts, when they were deciding who was going to replace Judas Iscariot, aka the snitch Judas, okay, because Judas was a popular name back then. But when they were deciding who was going to replace Judas Iscariot, they fasted and they prayed before they went out to evangelize and to spread the gospel. They would fast and pray. And so you often see fasting and prayer linked together. There is a scripture in the Bible where Jesus, he is healing a young boy, or he's casting out a demon. And he says that some of these demons are only cast out through prayer and fasting. And so it's so important to understand the power of fasting. Fasting is not something that you are going to go to hell if you don't do. Okay, let's start with that. Let's get rid of the religious piece. It's not that, oh man, if I don't fast, I'm going to go to hell. No. Fasting is something that is beneficial to us as believers. You should do it. It is something that allows us to really crucify our flesh, to really gain godly perspective and learn how to rely on God in difficult situations. Galatians 5:24, Paul talks about us crucifying our sinful natures. And so the scripture says, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites. Now, to me, what I always want people to understand is that your appetite can be something beyond food. So whatever you are fasting from should be something that is a sacrifice to you. Because if it's not a sacrifice, you are just out here hungry for no reason. Okay? You are out here just doing stuff with no power behind it. It is so important that you are intentional and that you seek God and his wisdom and his instruction about you fasting. So whatever your appetite is, I've done social media fasts when social media be getting the most in the bulk of my time and I really need to redirect myself back to God. And it's a part of our day to day. You can remove yourself from social media and you can fast that way. Now, here is the important part when we talk about fasting. The reason that you are fasting from social media is not for you to find all of this extra time to do all of this extra stuff in your life, because we are so quick to find extra time and fill it back up with busyness. I did an episode way back about Martha and Mary and about being busy instead of just sitting at the feet of Jesus. That's not what this is about. That extra time, or that time spent, needs to be you sitting before the Father. So what does that look like on your day to day? On your day to day, it looks like, okay, if I'm not on social media and I know that I would spend, based on my phone usage telling me that I would spend 2 hours a day on social media, I'm going to dedicate that 2 hours a day and I'm going to get in my word. I'm going to pray. I'm going to worship. I'm going to listen to a sermon. I'm going to read. I'm going to journal. I'm going to sit before God and give him the desires of my heart. I'm going to just sit and meditate on God's word. I'm going to sit and give God room to speak to me. So when you're doing things like getting off social media, this is not the time for you to be like, girl, I found all this extra time and I'm reorganizing my life. No. This is, unless God instructs you to do that, this is time that you sit before God and you ask him what he would have to say to you about X, Y, and Z, or you ask him to reveal to you what his plans are in this season. Same thing if you are abstaining from food. I used to fast once a week from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And what I would do is on my lunch break, instead of me being available in the office, instead of me going and, you know, letting people come in and disrupt me and knock on my door, child, what I would do is I made sure that I had my Bible in the car and I would go to the car and I would have Bible study on my lunch break. So that's me taking the time that I would normally spend on eating, and I would sit and I would get full off of the word of God. And so it's really those small but strategic things that will really give you the insight and the wisdom. And what I like to do, especially when I'm fasting, is I really reposition my whole day. If you listen to podcasts in the morning, instead of you listening to a gossip podcast on the day that you decide that you're going to fast, listen to worship music,
listen to a sermon on your way to work. Instead of you having whatever music station playing in your office, I would keep Dappy Keys playing in my office. So that way you're just constantly in the presence of God as you go about your day, even though you're fasting. So just because you're fasting and you can't sit and do nothing all day because we have jobs, right? We can still incorporate God into our day. We can still, as we sit down, God, thank you for this, thank you for that. And just talking to him and having this open dialogue throughout the day, setting the atmosphere, getting to your office 30 minutes early so you can pray, making sure that you have, you know, some instrumental like Dappy Keys playing so you can then incorporate God throughout your day. You are setting the atmosphere for God to speak to you and to show up throughout your day as you fast. And so too often we get caught up on trying to do this to manipulate God. But really, when you look at why the believers in the Bible were fasting, it was often because they wanted God to change something in them. They wanted God to reveal something to them, or they wanted God to show up in some kind of way. So it really is not about you getting, okay, God, I need $20, so I'm gonna fast today. No, that's not how this works. When we talk about fasting as a spiritual discipline, it's something that we do on a frequent basis as believers to draw closer back to God. It's that control, alt, delete. It's that time and space for us to really get clarity, for us to really understand what God is calling us to. It's often when I fast or God gives me the next set of instructions because we're making time and making room for him, and he will honor that.
This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by Audible. Y'all, I absolutely love Audible. One of my goals this year was to read more books. And honestly, it's just difficult with my schedule, with me just being busy and just honestly not having the attention span to be able to sit down and read books. But Audible has come to my rescue. I have been enjoying Audible really for a number of years, but recently have been just really taking advantage of the app. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases, celebrity memoirs. I'm talking motivation, wellness, spiritual, business. And what I love is that oftentimes Audible will have the top celebrities or experts reading their books in their own words. Barack's The Promised Land is chef's kiss fire, listening to him discuss all of the challenges that he faced during his presidency. I also love that every month I'm able to select one new title to bring into my library. And so it gives me the option to read and experience books that I may not have experienced picking them up myself. The Audible app makes it so easy to listen anytime, anywhere. I listen on a plane. I've listened literally this morning, listening to Atomic Habits as I'm working out. It has been amazing. And new members get to experience Audible for 30 days for free. So if you want to elevate your life through books, okay, don't have me start singing Reading Rainbow, sis. You want to go over to audibletrial.com/GGGT, like God Goals and Girl Talk, to start your 30-day free trial today. Again, that's audibletrial.com/GGGT to start your free 30-day trial today. Now let's get back to the show.
So it's so important as believers that we fast. And when you fast, make sure that you pray. Okay. And when you fast, make sure that you're not doing it for clout. Jesus talks about that in the Bible, that when you fast, people should not know that you're fasting. Do y'all know how slick the devil is and how often I would be on my weekly fast and God would be like, not only am I fasting, y'all, but God would be like, oh, you still are taking donuts in? Because I had a donut ministry at my job. It was just an assignment that God had given me just to spread some joy in the office. And so imagine me buying donuts for the whole office, but I know that I'm fasting. Y'all, okay, sis, really? Imagine the amount of like, what? Because if I can't get no donut, can't nobody get no donuts. And God's like, you're not fulfilling the assignment. So it's going to be, there will be times where you are tempted. The minute I say that I'm off Instagram, your favorite person of all time is going to be having a versus, and you're going to try to find your way back onto Instagram. So understand that the enemy is going to strategically place barriers in your way so that you don't fast. Oftentimes when you fast, the enemy will, girl, oh, it's free pizza today. Oh, the medical rep is here and he brought lunch for everybody. And instead of me saying, oh, no, I'm not eating. I'm not hungry. I'm good. Or I ate already, okay? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from God, okay? Like, we have to make sure that you're not doing this, oh, I'm fasting today. Oh, I'm so tired because I'm fasting. No, but Jesus says that when you fast, that no one should know, that we should wash our face and present ourselves to the world as normal, because then we're not doing it for the approval of the world. And we want to make sure that we're not doing it as a way to seem self-righteous, but that we are doing it only for the approval of God. And that when God is the only one that knows what we are doing, when your Father in heaven sees what you do in secret, he will reward you publicly. And so it's important to not get caught up when we talk about doing a fast, not to get caught up in doing this as a way to make you feel like you're better than somebody else. It is a spiritual discipline, okay? When we talk about discipline, like going to the gym, this is something that we do to let our flesh know, hey, you still ain't out here making all the rules. You still not out here doing whatever you want to do. We're going to fast today. And sometimes God will call you to fast for several days in a row. Sometimes God will call you to fast leading up to an event. Sometimes God will call, like, you have to make sure that your ear is sensitive to the Holy Spirit and that you cannot say, oh, well, it's a holiday, so I'm going to start my fast when it's convenient for me. No, 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 no. And one of the most talked about fasts in the Bible is the Daniel fast. And I'll drop a link to where you can learn more about the Daniel fast. But essentially, the children of Israel were in exile in Babylon, and Daniel, he was so dedicated to God that he wanted to live by the things that God had told him to do, the precepts of the Jewish people in that time. And the Babylonians were trying to get them to eat their diet. And he said, I guarantee you, if you give me just fruits and vegetables and the things of the land, that will be even stronger and in better shape than the other people of your army. And so the Daniel fast came from that. And what's so wild about that is that God gave them enough favor to even say, hey, we're not going to eat what you eat. We're not going to take that in, but let me show you what we can do by us honoring our God. And so at the end of the Daniel fast, they absolutely were in much better shape than the other soldiers. And it was just a testament to doing things God's way, even when you were in a foreign land. And so similar to Daniel, we are not, earth is not our home. Okay. First of all, earth is ghetto and earth is not our home. And so when we talk about doing things like a social media fast, when we talk about doing things like fasting from food or making fasting a part of our lifestyle, this is not because we want to be more self-righteous, but we want to demonstrate how much God will change us and put his hand on us and make us wiser, stronger, faster, and give us discernment and the wisdom and the strength and the authority to do things in this land that's going to blow the minds of other people. When we fast, we want God to move so that he gets the glory out of all of it. And too many times people try to use fasting as a manipulation tactic. Well, I'm going to fast, and at the end of the fast, God gonna give me $100,000. Girl, get your life together. That is not how this works. God is not a genie in a bottle. When we fast, our only desire should be that we are getting closer to God and that we are aligning ourselves with his will for our lives. That is what fasting is about. It is a spiritual discipline. It is something that you should do frequently. It is something that I do frequently. And so I just wanted to hop on here and really share with y'all the premise of it. And I could go much deeper into it, but I wanted to just introduce it, discuss ways that you can include it in your day to day. Oftentimes, you know, you can do a fast where you don't do anything but water and smoothies. There's different types of fasts. And like I said, I will put a lot of this information in the show notes for y'all. But I have gotten this question a lot, and I really wanted to just take an episode to talk about fasting. Why it's important. You can fast together. Like, y'all, get, you want to start fasting. I promise you, if you've never done it, sit before God and take whatever petition you have to him. God, I need to know what my assignment is in this season. God, I need to know what you would have me to do in this season. I need you to show up. And I guarantee you that through fasting and prayer and you really seeking him, he will answer and show up and honor what you are requesting. So I pray that this was helpful for you. I encourage you to fast, make it a part of your walk with God, that you can do it. I want to encourage you that you absolutely can do it. Y'all, the Daniel fast is like basically eating vegan. And I thought that I could never. And I actually last year completed an entire 10-day Daniel fast. And it was so amazing to see that I can, that I was able to crucify my flesh, to let my flesh know, nope, we are going to do this. And I'm going to sit before God and I'm going to do the thing that's difficult. And God really showed up and showed out for me after that and in that season. And of course, because I just finished this fast and the devil was big mad, that's when I had that whole false COVID test thing happen after coming off of this fast. So understand that even as you fast, the enemy is going to come in and try to attack you. He did it to Jesus. He waited until Jesus had fasted for 40 days before he came in trying to tempt him. So understand what you are getting into. Okay, I could do a whole class about this. And I actually will for an upcoming program that I have that I'm going to tell y'all about, which I'm so excited. But I really wanted to share just this basic information. There will be some resources for you in the show notes about fasting, the different types of fast. And I really pray that y'all educate and arm yourselves and you start practicing this spiritual discipline, because it has changed my life. It has changed the way that I operate. And it's really changed, and God has really shown up in some incredible ways through not just me, but fasting with my husband, fasting with friends, my prayer group. We fast together in the society. So it is just an amazing tool that we should use throughout our walk with God. So that is it for this week's episode. I pray that this blessed y'all, that y'all learned something on today. Okay. And I will drop those links in the show notes. Until next week, make sure y'all continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by GrantStation. GrantStation is your fast track to funding, and it is a dynamic tool to help nonprofit organizations find grant opportunities, build strong grant programs, and they literally walk you through writing a grant proposal. I love GrantStation. Okay. They have some amazing tools and resources that literally change the game for our organization. The first time I wrote a grant, I got a 35 out of 100. What? I was like, I don't get ifs. After using the tools and resources at GrantStation, my last grant proposal came back and I had an 89 out of 100, and we were in the final considerations for a substantial federal grant. I absolutely love GrantStation. One of my favorite features about GrantStation is that they walk you through their R3 system, which is revenue, review, and report. And the process ensures that your organization is not only ready to receive the grant, but able to properly manage the grant as well. Listeners of this podcast can start finding and securing grants through our exclusive partnership with GrantStation. I want you to use the link in the show notes to get access to our GrantStation databases, training, resources, and more for only $95 for the year. Y'all, $95 for the year. Now look, my first year with GrantStation, we paid almost $200, okay? I think the membership is like $170 a year. Using our discount code, you are able to secure it for $95. So if you are ready to get your startup working towards securing grant funding, make sure that you click the link in the show notes and sign up for GrantStation today. GrantStation, your fast track to funding.
I pray you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure you stay connected with us throughout the week by following us over on Instagram at God Goals and Girl Talk, hitting us up on Twitter at GGGT Podcast, and checking out our website, www.godgoalsandgirltalk.com. The website is lit. It has a free resource library, and you can search podcast episodes based on topics, all the things, okay? So until next week, continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.